At a special meeting Monday night, the Bethel City Council passed two emergency ordinances after listening to much of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's top brass, the Association of Village Council Presidents, and community members from around the Delta advocate for action. Roberta Charles, Tribal Administrator of the Lower Yukon Community of Emonic, reminded council members that their decision would impact more than just Bethel.
We don't have all the resources within our healthcare system as well to handle a pandemic like this. We depend on you in our hub and things you put into place that's then going to affect our community.
The decision was unanimous. All seven council members voted to mandate airport testing, which will require passengers arriving in Bethel to either show proof of a negative result, get tested upon arrival, or quarantine for 14 days. Council members focused on two questions in their deliberations. Will YKHC be able to handle the increased number of tests, and how will the city enforce the testing mandate? YKHC's Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges assured council members the hospital has enough test kits for the approximately 100 passengers on each Alaska Airlines flight.
We think that Alaska Airlines may increase this and add another flight a couple days a week or 3 days a week. We strongly believe that we can support that as well.
Hodges acknowledged the turnaround time for test results has been longer lately because of the increased number of cases in Anchorage. YKHC sends its test samples to be analyzed by the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. While negative results are sometimes taking longer than a week, she said positives are usually returned within 3 days. YKHC's Dr. Elizabeth Bates added that they are soon adding 60 full-time equivalent staff to bolster testing capacity. The airport testing mandate will become effective Wednesday, September 2nd. The City Council did not let the potentially messy details of enforcement slow them down during Monday night's meeting. Here's how Councilmember Hugh Diamant approached it.
I wouldn't want to make the perfect the enemy of the good. We could pass this now and then work on enforcement later.
Councilmember Mark Springer offered an idea that would not require enforcement officers.
We're not going to have test police up there. However, we do have ordinances in place that regulate taxi cabs.
At Springer's suggestion, the council adopted a section that will require taxi drivers to check that passengers have proof of a test before allowing them in their vehicle. This could either be a negative test results from before their flight or a test receipt from YKHC at the airport. Spokesperson Tiffany Zelkowski said YKHC would be able to start providing test receipts by Wednesday. Council members also want Alaska Airlines to announce a testing mandate to incoming passengers, and YKHC said it could provide COVID-19 educational pamphlets that could be included in seat back pockets on planes. But in case there's a need for stricter enforcement in the future, the City Council allowed itself broad powers. The ordinance reads, quote, "The city reserves the right to use all available enforcement options, including Alaska statutes, to ensure compliance with this mandate." Councilmember Michelle DeWitt said the city could wait to see how people respond to the mandate.
Initially, if we found that folks weren't complying and maybe move into more of like a citation level of enforcement.
In the same meeting, the council also unanimously voted to mandate face masks in public places. Mark Springer summed it up succinctly.
Two words, masks work.
The mask mandate applies to any indoor public space, including taxis or buses. Masks are required outdoors as well if people cannot stay 6 feet apart. City Attorney Libby Bacalar suggested some reasonable flexibility on those rules.
And I don't think it's the council's or the city's intent to be taking people up by the scruff of their neck if they're seen out in public within 5.5 feet of another person on the boardwalk or street not wearing a mask. I mean, I think it's a reasonable compliance thing.
Little was mentioned about legal concerns that council members have brought up in the past about enforcing the testing and mask mandates without health powers. The wording of the ordinance was worked out between City Attorney Bacalar and YKHC based on the rationale that the state has delegated this power to local governments. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.